Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The city council worked late into the night to approve a city budget that cuts $1 billion from the NYPD budget. And while the council was doing that, gunfire was ringing out around the city in Queens, the Bronx, the Upper East Side, and in Brooklyn, where there were six shootings in a single hour. Let's get more from Glenn Shockey in Brooklyn this morning.
Now, among the six shot here in Brooklyn last night, an 11-year-old boy hit in the leg as he was standing on the front porch of his family's house in Flatbush. He is recovering and could be let go from the hospital by tomorrow. The borough president, Eric Adams, will lead a rally here at Borough Hall later today. He wants to pressure the mayor and the NYPD to do something about this spike in gun violence. As the budget vote was being finalized, $1 billion was cut from the NYPD budget, but critics are saying it doesn't put a hiring freeze on the NYPD and just moves money around. The mayor said he did what he could.
Some people are never happy. I'm doing the work every day to make sure that we change the city, but also the deep desire in our neighborhoods for safety.
Among those unhappy, Jumaane Williams, the public advocate, very critical of the budget, saying it provides no cultural change to the NYPD.
I think it's sending the wrong message at a time where everybody's clamoring for a different discussion about what public safety means.
Williams plans on stopping the execution of this budget. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, in downtown Brooklyn.